Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Program. And with me this morning, I have Lauren Durbin from our beautiful Lead Center for Performing Arts out of Lincoln. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Renee?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. Hot weather, you know. It's part of the end of summer, right?
If it's here yet, right?
Yeah, state fair's in full swing. We're working hard. But what's going on in Lincoln? What's happening at the Lead?
Lots of things coming up at the Lead Center in Lincoln. And, of course, we always love when our Grand Island and Hastings and Kearney and Central Nebraska friends come on out to visit us. So just know that you're always invited.
But
looking forward a little bit into September, we just announced, and this is kind of exciting, we do something only every few years called the Grow a Show Musical Theater Workshop. And Lincoln is truly one of the only cities in the nation that gets to host this particular kind of workshop. And what it is it allows our audiences to kind of go behind the curtain for the development of new musicals that are tracking to go to Broadway.
Oh.
So writers submit and are chosen, and on two consecutive nights, brand new shows are presented in staged reading format, and then really wonderful industry experts. We're talking Tony Award winners and Grammy Award winners, writers and producers and directors. They are here in Lincoln for these, and they give feedback to these writers after watching some of their work to help them kind of take the next steps to take their shows to Broadway. So this year, some of our experts, we have Jason Michael Webb, who is a Tony Award-winning music director and composer. He's a music director of MJ on Broadway and The Color Purple on Broadway and all kinds of spectacular things. So he'll be in Lincoln giving feedback, as well as a writer named Robert Friedman, who wrote A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, won the Tony Award for that.
Wow.
And a producer of Anastasia and Ice Age and wonderful Disney musicals. So really just a great panel of experts. And these are shows that have been chosen because people think they are going to make it to Broadway. Mm-hmm. And so they cast local performers, they give these performances, and then and everybody gets to hear the feedback. And it is free for audiences to attend. So if you love Broadway, this is such an interesting kind of look behind the curtain. What's the process on how these musicals get there? So that's September 9th and 10th.
You know what? I think we all should never stop learning. And I'm telling you, if I'm around Lincoln, I want to go and do that. That sounds
fun
and entertaining. Love it.
Yeah, you get to see some really fun shows, and then, like I said, learn more about the process. How do musicals make it to Broadway? So that is the Grow a Show workshop. That's September 9th and 10th. And again, that's all free. So you can reserve your tickets on our website. And then another thing that was just announced recently on September 24th, the 29th annual Governor's Lecture in the Humanities will be at the Lead Center. And this year, that is featuring a conversation with Amy Tan. She is the celebrated writer that wrote The Joy Luck Club, other wonderful novels.
Oh, that is so cool. Oh, my gosh.
Yes. And that is another one that's free. So
that's my favorite four-letter word.
Right? Me too. A great four-letter F word. Free.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, my gosh. Did we really go there, Lauren?
I did. I did. Lots of wonderful opportunities to come and learn something spectacular for free at the Lead Center. And again, you just reserve your tickets in advance on our website.
Fantastic.
Skipping forward to some of our Broadway that's coming, because the Broadway season opens in September.
Oh, gosh.
It all starts September 27th. Dear Evan Hansen, the Tony and Grammy Award-winning Best Musical, will be in Lincoln for 5 performances. And then Back to the Future is coming to the Lead Center for 8 performances starting October 8th. And this is really, I mean, this is a brand new musical that has been a smash hit the last couple years on Broadway. It is just barely going out on tour. This is the Nebraska premiere. Lincoln, Nebraska gets to see Back to the Future even before it goes to Los Angeles and a lot of the major markets. And this is a spectacular show. Back to the Future, truly, like, And you can go on our website. We have video from it. It is Michael J. Fox loved it. Christopher Lloyd loved it. Like everybody, it is developed by all the original creators of the movie, developed it for the stage. And it truly is everything you love about the movie. This is kind of the next generation on stage. So if you loved Back to the Future, you absolutely have to come see this.
Oh yeah, I'm a kid from the 80s. Of course we loved Back to the Future. Oh my gosh, this is September 27th, you said?
So that's Dear Evan Hansen is September 27th. Back to the Future starts October 8th.
Thank you. I had him turned around. Okay, very good. And so, is there anything else that you, I mean, there's so much going on. What else do you have for us? Free food?
I thought I might hit one other. I have to skip some things because there's so many things, but I thought I might hit one other October highlight for you,
okay,
which is Carson Tonight, which is happening on October 23rd.
No.
What would be Johnny Carson's 99th birthday.
Oh, my gosh.
And, of course, as a Nebraska native, Nebraska favorite son from Norfolk, everybody loves Johnny. And a UNL grad, too, right?
Yes.
He was all over the University of Nebraska.
Oh, I love it.
So what Carson Tonight is basically it recreates all the magic of the Tonight Show using both live performances and original video from the Tonight Show. So it features all these individual performers. Pat Hazel is a comedian who hosts it, and he also was a writer on Seinfeld for years and years. But like magician Lance Burton and comedian Kathy Ladman and ventriloquist Jay Johnson, the Passing Zone jugglers, all these different acts that were on the actual Tonight Show will be live on stage, and they use video from the Tonight Show to introduce them. So Johnny introduces them because they were on the Tonight Show at one point. And then the UNL Jazz Orchestra stands in for the Tonight Show Orchestra, even playing from the original musical charts that were used by the UNL Orchestra. So truly just all the magic of the Tonight Show on stage for Johnny's 99th birthday.
This is exciting. Can I share something with you that happened? It was about a week ago or so. We had our Nebraska Broadcasters Association Convention Awards night in Lincoln. And our hotel, I think it was at the Embassy. And late at night, we'd done very well at the awards show. I'm very proud of NRG Media and everybody that I work with. We had so much fun. We were out in the parking area where, it's open, and I looked up and I'm like, there's the lead right there. And it was like at midnight.
Yeah.
And one of us got the idea that we wanted to go to the Graduate because the Johnny Carson set is there. I believe that's what they thought. Anyway, so we were walking around Lincoln, in beautiful Lincoln, at midnight. It was me and my three guys, Jim, Lou, and Steve, Franzman, out there and trying to find the Graduate. We ended up finding it, and they were just closing. So we walked in. We said, well, there's the Johnny Carson set, but everything else is closed. Because we were thinking in our heads at that time that it was Saturday, when in actuality, it was a Wednesday, which makes sense,
But there's not that much to do at midnight on Wednesday.
And you'd think, we thought Grand Island was our, such a small town. But even in Lincoln, it's still Nebraska. We got to go to bed at 10,
Right, yeah.
After Johnny Carson, remember?
You're
probably,
yes.
My parents would watch Johnny Carson right after the news, and then they went to bed. That was the way it was for
that's
years.
How you do it with time.
I love it. Lauren, it's always such a pleasure talking to you. Have I cut you off? Is there anything else that you want to let our listeners know about?
No, tickets for all of those events are available now. The Little Mermaid, so many other things coming up. So we'd love if you just go check out the website. You can scroll through all of it at your leisure. It's leadcenter.org, LIED, or you can call the box office. It's 402-472-4747.
All right. Always a pleasure, Lauren. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Renee.
All right. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning into the Public Affairs Program. Have a great rest of your day.